In 1935, what is today Upper Austria House was built and inaugurated as the Munich branch of the Central House of German Physicians in Berlin. When the Association of Health Plan Physicians of Germany was founded in 1933, this became the authority responsible for bringing German health professionals into line. Dr. Axel Drekohl works at the Institute for Contemporary History and has extensively studied how the process of bringing professions into line, known in German as Gleichschaltung, took place.
Ja, was die kassenärztlichen Vereinigungen angeht, muss man für München vor allem sagen, es ist frappierend.
Regarding the Association of Health Plan Physicians in Munich, the amazing thing is that all the doctors' associations in the Bavarian capital brought themselves into line voluntarily early on. In other words, they dismissed their Jewish members.
Aber nicht nur das, sie waren.
But not only that. Under the law for the restoration of the professional civil service, they were also responsible for checking whether Jewish doctors should lose their licenses. There were certain exceptions. For example, if a Jewish doctor had fought at the front in the First World War, then he was allowed to keep his license. But the vast majority of Jewish doctors were affected by this ruling, which basically meant that they were deprived of any opportunity to practice their profession. Especially because there were also agreements with the private health funds saying that doctors who had lost their license to practice under statutory health plans could not submit any bills to the private health funds either. Hence, there was nothing Jewish doctors who lost their licenses could do but leave the country. And associations of health plan physicians were heavily involved in this process as well. That means that right from the beginning of the regime, they were on the side of the perpetrators, of those responsible for this process, if you like, in a double sense. For this applied both in a legal sense and also, one should remember this, in the context of all the other infringements against the rights of the Jewish population. These included physical attacks, being forced to wear or carry special identification, and boycotts. The doctors' prompt action in bringing themselves into line soon made Jewish doctors realize that they could not count on the help of colleagues,
dass von dieser Seite nicht nur keine Hilfe zu erwarten ist,
even if they had previously worked with them, or with whom they had even been friends, or at least in close contact. And not only could they not count on their help, on the contrary, these people either actively promoted the persecution, or at least tolerated it, and did not support their Jewish colleagues. I think that's the amazing thing. At least some of the doctors, of course not all, one must be careful, one would need to look at individual cases, but some doctors actually actively participated in ostracizing their Jewish colleagues.
Gleichschaltung suspended social pluralism and served to make all areas of political and social life conform with the Nazi ideology. The Nazi dictatorship strengthened its position by bringing into line the police, the courts, the civil service and local government, private corporations, the press and professional associations. A large number of members of the Nazi Party rose to occupy leading positions.
The law for the restoration of the professional civil service allowed non-Aryan and politically undesirable officials to be dismissed from the civil service. In 1933, Jewish doctors were deprived of their licenses to practice under health insurance plans. And from 1938 onwards, they were only allowed to practice as providers of treatment for Jewish patients and not permitted to use the title doctor.
After the free trade unions were disbanded in May 1933, their assets were confiscated and many trade union functionaries were arrested. They were replaced by the German Labour Front, whose goal was to bring together in a single organization all working Germans, regardless of their training, social status or actual profession, and indoctrinate them with Nazi ideology. The Regional Chamber of Commerce and Industry, located at Maximiliansplatz 8, was brought into line immediately after the Nazis came to power, and in March 1933 it expelled its Jewish members.
Among the responsibilities of the National Socialist Association of German Lecturers, founded in 1935 and located at what is today Max-Josef-Straße 4, were to push for the dismissal of politically undesirable university lecturers, to run the universities according to dictatorial principles, and to make the curriculum conform with Nazi ideology. The conditions for bringing the universities into line were favorable in Munich, because even before 1933, the National Socialist German Students Association at the Technical University had held almost half the seats on the Students' Committee. Now, please continue along Briennerstraße to Karolinenplatz.